I know Mike said earlier that, you know, James had the concussion from the issue, but have you been able to speak to him? Is everything else okay with him other than, you know, just the concussion?
Yeah, I talked to him. You know, talked to him yesterday. Talked to him after the accident. I mean, for him, I mean, you know, prior to that, I mean, he's in a good place. Just his biggest thing is he wants to win. You know, so I know he's really disappointed that, you know, this has happened to him, and because he thought that he was good to go and was looking forward to getting out there against Chicago.
But everything physically with him is okay, Ben. I mean, other than the concussion.
Yes. Yep. Just, I mean, I don't think from his injuries from before, I think all those elements are. I mean, there are. There's no issues.
I'm sure ball security is always an emphasis for you, but is it any more amplified this week given the conditions and all that?
Oh, without question. I mean, because now the ball is going to be a lot harder. One of the things that you find is this is when defenders, when they go to tackle you, sometimes they don't like wrapping up, particularly in this type of weather. So they'll come in and try to put their hats, you know, right on the football. You know, that's just this time of year, that's practically what a lot of those guys, you know, like to do. So anytime you're dealing with footballs that are a lot harder, I mean, you definitely want to overemphasize ball security.
With Ty, do you recall when exactly he came into your room, and what is that process like? I know we've talked about trying to get Kristen up to speed and now he's here, but when you get a receiver, what is that process like, just trying to get him up to speed and be able to contribute in that position?
Well, I mean, with him, I mean, it was I guess you can say a slow process, you know, until we finally made it official in terms of him being with me all the time. I mean, I don't know if it happened. That's right. It happened quite a while ago. I can tell you that that he was working with me, and he's made a good transition. I think the biggest thing that he's brought, besides, you know, still learning some things about the running back position, is utilizing his skill set, you know, as a receiver, and understanding, you know, he's got understanding of the pass game that the other guys don't, you know, that they don't have the grasp of all the concepts like he does, and I think it helps to make him more viable for us. And I mean, the thing about him is, I don't know if it's because he's a Sanford kid, but he's very, very eager, you know, to learn and ask a lot of questions. Even today, I mean, he still asks the most questions, you know, in there because he's trying to learn about every facet of his responsibilities.
When you got here, did you watch any cut-ups of him and think maybe he's running back down the road?
No, but you know what was interesting is when I was in St. Louis, is they wanted me to look at him as a possible third down back. You know, so I do recall that. You know, obviously, I didn't feel like I had enough footage, you know, on him to make a great decision, you know, from that. But I do remember looking at him when he was at Stanford, you know, when I was in St. Louis as a guy that we could potentially draft, you know, as a third down back.
Because of the timing of his position change, this was always going to be somewhat of a crash course to a certain degree. Are there certain things that he can't really begin to work on about this position until the season ends and he has time to really focus on whatever it is he specifically wants to do?
No, I don't think so, because he's a natural runner. So I don't think there's anything that, you know, that he'll need to do extra, you know. I mean, obviously he's going to focus more on the running back position, but it's like, you know, we have our conversations. I mean, you know, don't lose, you know, what you have as a receiver, because that's extremely valuable to have both traits, you know, because he's a, you know, pretty solid as if you want him just to be a receiver. So, I mean, now when you get yourself in some situations where now you can have some true matchup, you know, problems with him in the game. I mean, one of the things, I mean, I know he's going to work on continue to get stronger to help himself from a pass protection standpoint, but, I mean, he's 220, you know. So, I mean, he's bigger than, you know, some of the guys that I had in St. Louis.
I know you talked about, you know, being a teacher by trade, but this is for you. What has this year been like, you know, just in terms of, I know you come in, you think you're going to be coaching Eddie, and obviously you still are, but in terms of having, you know, this many different guys and personalities and kind of look like?
It's been a new situation for me, and I know I made mention of me being a teacher, you know, prior to coaching, and one of the things that you do learn, I think I mentioned it before, is you got to teach all different types of people with all different types of ability to learn. So, you know, and having different guys pop in and out of the room, you know, just based on my experiences, it's, you know, I guess it's, I don't want to say gratifying, but it is something that I do enjoy, you know, getting guys ready and enjoying that challenge. And then obviously if they perform at a high level, I mean, that makes me feel even better from a teaching, you know, standpoint. But it's been different. I mean, I've never had to experience a situation like this when I had so many different guys in and out. Shoot, we were talking about it before, you know, the guys that I had in training camp to the guys that were in my room a few weeks ago was only a handful. but it's just it's all part of the job, and no matter who you have coming in the room, I mean, you expect it for that person to perform well enough for you to be successful, and so that's how I approach it. Got to make sure this guy's going to be successful.
Did you ever have another, you know, either converted receiver, anybody else that's kind of worked with you on that regard, or is
I guess you can say the only thing I came close to that from a professional level, I mean, there was times we would use, you know, Tavon Austin, you know, in the backfield in St. Louis, where there was different things. He would come into my meeting room when we would practice and do stuff with the quarterbacks. I mean, I was coaching him up from that standpoint, but, you know, nothing where it was a permanent deal that I could remember that we had to convert somebody.